This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
The oil giant ConocoPhillips preparing to drill in the National Petroleum Reserve in Alaska. Why do you care? It's so fascinating to me. The largest expanse of wilderness in the U.S. This is a big one, and there have been so many arguments about it. Now it is finally happening. Meanwhile, still more fallout and conversation about the former president and what happened a handful of days ago after his arraignment, and bouncing forward, what does it all mean, and what has the ex-president Donald Trump had to say on social media? Hundreds of thousands of French protesters also took to the streets. There's a stalemate between the unions there. It is nasty. And President Macron. And speaking of Macron, again, how does that affect us here in the U.S.? Well, she and China's top leader, of course, and Macron, France's president, appealed for a rapid return to peace talks to end the war in Ukraine. But will it be successful? But really, really talking about it. And then the U.S. admitting some serious flaws in the Afghanistan evacuation, you think? But it is sort of official with this 12-page summary. Hey, everybody, just another day in paradise. Kate Delaney, thanks for hanging with us. To be sure, we will lighten the load, as I like to say, as we move along. And we'll hit the mailbag and also have a couple of other interesting nuggets for you that might make you laugh out loud. I don't think what we're saying at the top, though, is the laughable stuff. Although causing a cause to push for peace, I think, is good, period, right, in this whole Ukraine deal. But there haven't been any peace talks between Russia and Kyiv since last April. Both sides have expressed that negotiating positions just aren't possible with where they are in this whole thing. So you have Xi, China's top leader, and Macron, like I said, appealing for the end to the war in Ukraine. But what's so interesting is Xi just was a couple of weeks ago pictured clinking glasses and linking up with Putin. He has a close relationship with Moscow. So is he pushing Putin to push to negotiate? I'm wondering if that's happening, and I seriously doubt it. But it is a good show to say, hey, nuclear weapons can't be used, nuclear war must be avoided, and we need to come to peace in this situation. All right, speaking of that, because I mentioned it at the top, there's so many things that we could talk about. But because this was massively discussed, no drilling in Alaska, and now this is happening. You know, there was the off again, on again, the pull and push over this. Scientists are saying nations have to stop new oil and gas projects to avoid climate catastrophe. But it's interesting because the Biden administration, when he was running, you know, that was the whole thing. How do you appeal to the people who are furious about the Willow Project? That's what it's called. It's an $8 billion project. And the Biden administration greenlit it, saying, yeah, go ahead. So it's been approved. It, of course, has been approved. And it is the largest single expanse of untouched wilderness that we have in our nation. It's happening. It's in motion. The equipment's there. Workers are being flown in. All of that's happening to this frozen flatland, 250 miles above the Arctic Circle. It's going to be a boom town in a much different way than it is right now. Now, there is a transition to renewable energy that's going to take a while, and that's been talked about a lot. So there still is the need for what? U.S. domestic oil production. for decades to come. This is the other thing that so many people talk about. Green energy, going electric, how soon, and is that affordable, and everything in between. But here you have the head of ConocoPhillips, a manager in Alaska, the head of that project, saying, we're going to need this for decades, period. I mean, that's the deal. We're going to need it. So we have to have expansion. We have to be able to do this. And look at why would the Biden administration greenlight it? Because they know as much, right? They know as much. And it's interesting when you think of the average temperatures in the Arctic. They're increasing about four times as fast as the rest of the globe. And so that permafrost is thawing faster than expected. I was just even reading another article about that because I knew this was happening. They did a great job in the Times talking about it. And it's been a controversial drilling plant. But look, they gave the formal approval March 13th for this huge Willow project, despite opposition because of the environmental impacts. But what it will mean for how much will be extracted is 600 million barrels of oil from this federal land in Alaska. 600 million barrels. So it is the reserve, which is owned by the federal government, is the largest, also expansive, as I said, pristine land. So it is one of the few oil projects that this president has approved freely. No court, no congressional mandate. That's it. Just yes, yes, and yes. And of course, there's supporters, labor unions, building trades. Most indigenous groups in Alaska have signed off on this. The state's first Alaska Native elected to Congress, she's signed off on it. And Senator Lisa Murkowski, of course, a Republican, talking about the revenue, talking about the jobs that this will cause. So there is some environmental activists who are kicking up against it, but there's more people who are signing on and signed on for it. But will there be some lawsuits? And the thought is, yeah, there could be some lawsuits, but we're drilling. We're drilling. And so this is happening right now. Happening right now. You know, this is one of the first times that I have opened the show in recent memory where I haven't become a weather person. I haven't morphed into some diatribe about being careful with tornadoes and what do you know your safe zone? What do you do? And how many people, sadly, we've lost and what it looks like, because that cleanup is happening right now all over the place. Mississippi, Tennessee, parts of Louisiana, Arkansas, Oklahoma. You know, the list is long, my friends. But this is one of the first times that I haven't jumped on and immediately riffed right into that because we're dealing with some immediate and new tragedy. All right, coming up next, I fill in the blanks on a couple of the other things that I mentioned, including this is big. Republicans retaliated against the Democrats who rallied for gun control after the Nashville shooting. A vote to oust some Democrats, and two were expelled. The third was not. What does that mean? Talking about that next.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Tennessee. I know we got people listening to us in the great state of Tennessee, and the Republican-led Tennessee House voted to expel two Democratic lawmakers who halted proceedings last week to join protesters. That's what happened, to demand gun control legislation. And this is, of course, after that emotional, gut-wrenching mass killing that left six people dead, three nine-year-olds and three adults, after a shooter opened fire at the Covenant Christian School in Nashville on March 27th. So you had activists that were all over the Tennessee Capitol and demanding that lawmakers pass gun control legislation. And Republicans have the supermajorities there in the both chambers, and they didn't do that. So the three lawmakers, which got the nickname the Tennessee Three, joined the protest inside the legislative chamber to speak out for Tennesseans, they said, whose voices have been ignored. So the unprecedented effort in response to removing them from office, I guess, stunned many, many people who were there. And then it created this escalation, of course, in that breaking down into the partisan rancor that is dominating that state house, which is dominating the country, right? I'm on this team, you're on that team, I mean, we've been talking about this for, I'm sorry, more than just a handful of years. I'm going to say decades. So it's just gotten worse. So in some cases, you know, it's gotten pretty nasty in other state houses, but particularly over gun control in this case, when you're talking about Nashville and a week after after that. So then there was a vote, and then two lawmakers, of course, were expelled. And the two that were expelled happened to also be black. And the one member that was voted on that was part of the Tennessee Three was a white woman. They did not vote her out. The Tennessee House has only expelled members three times. You know, you can get that info from the state attorney's general's office. In 1866, this is where we have to go back to, six members were expelled for the contempt of the authority of the House, is how they wrote it. In 1980, a member was expelled for seeking a bribe in exchange for tanking a piece of legislation. And in 2016, a representative, this is Tennessee, was expelled because of state and federal investigations of sexual misconduct. So this is different. There's a lot of emotion filled all over the place. You can feel it in the air. It's tense. There's protests. The world is watching Tennessee. So this was huge. And there have now been a lot of conversations in the wake of this as to what does this mean? And what kind of a precedent does this set? But the Republicans said, look, the expulsion, they believe, was necessary to prevent further potential attempts, they said, to disobey the chamber's rules. So there's still people that, you know, again, are protesting. And on March 30th, hundreds of people from across Tennessee flooded the Capitol to urge them to pass gun control legislation. So you had Jones, these representatives, Jones, Johnson, and Pearson, who walked to the front of the chamber to join in the chants that were echoing from the gallery. And, I mean, you had an overflow outside the building. Protect kids, not guns. No action, no peace. And two megaphones were being screamed out. Enough is enough. That was part of the chant. So, you know, again, this is what they voted to do. Ousting two, but one not ousted. And, frankly, I think the protests will get worse in voices in many, many other places because of the outrage. You know, Tennessee was sort of that line in the sand, right? You know, the students and the school staff killed in that, again, horrific shooting, the Nashville shooter firing 152 rounds. And the fact that the shooter, after they did some investigating, was studying other killers and what they had done. But if we go back to the expulsions, members of the Congressional Black Caucus described the expulsions as targeted moves that were racist and anti-democratic. Now, when we go to the mailbag, there were some people that sent some emails about what happened here. The White House opposed the resolutions to expel the representatives, all of them. And after Jones's expulsion, the president tweeted that punishing lawmakers who joined thousands of peaceful protesters calling for action is shocking, undemocratic, and without precedent. What do you think? And again, from the chamber, what was said is you can't have that chaos. You can't have lawmakers joining in the midst of that. You can't have that happen. So there were the resolutions that were filed, there were the votes, and then that was that. That did they knowingly and intentionally bring disorder and dishonor to the House? But we haven't heard the last of the fallout from this, that's for sure. And I think that there, like I said, there are other places that are gearing up, other cities that are gearing up for similar protests. It didn't happen. I mean, it happened in Tennessee, but this was that line in the sand. And now there's a different line in the sand, some are certainly saying. And there is reaction. So now filling seats is the other name of the game. You know, in the expulsion, now they got to fill a seat. I mean, so that's the big thing. Taking the votes and then having to fill the seat. Now, that's the other part of this, right? Wow. Again, I've talked to so many people in and around Nashville, and they just are, it's almost still like there's just so much shock, and it's such a heavy feel for people not connected at all to the school, just feeling the community feeling so connected and so awful for the people who are grieving and just in disbelief as to what has happened, as to what, you know, what does this mean? And what does this mean moving forward? All right. Like I said, we're going to revisit that because many of you had a few things to say about the expulsions in the when we go to the mailbag. All right, the other thing that is certainly been huge is the Supreme Court and what the Supreme Court is doing and what the Supreme Court voted on. And boy, it's been a wild. It has been a wild session. So the Supreme Court sided with a transgender girl fighting a West Virginia sports ban. This was a 12-year-old. And what does that mean? This happened on Thursday. And the Supreme Court denied the state's request to temporarily revive the ban while the underlying litigation, specifically the wording, continues without explanation. Justices Sam Alito and Clarence Thomas dissented from the decision because West Virginia officials say this can't happen. They said that in 2021. The law requires public schools to create sports teams based on sex assigned at birth. A middle school student, the one I'm talking about, the 12-year-old who competes on girls' cross-country and track and field teams, and her family sued in federal court, asserting that the state's ban violates the Constitution and federal law. So, look, officials in Alabama, Arkansas, Tennessee, and other states have enacted similar laws. And so this transgender sports case is huge, needless to say. I mean, so big because of what does that mean moving forward. West Virginia Attorney General Patrick Morrissey described the ruling Thursday as a what he called a procedural setback and said the state's confident they're going to prevail on the merits, saying that they maintain that their stance is common sense law and we have a strong case. It's just basic fairness is what he's saying, and common sense to not have biological males play in women's sports. This is just the tip of this argument. Trust me. Mailbag coming up next.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden expressing his dissatisfaction with humanitarian conditions in Gaza during a 30-minute phone call with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Thursday. Here's Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
The results on the ground are woefully insufficient, and unacceptable.
Blinken said the president urged Netanyahu to outline tangible measures aimed at mitigating civilian casualties and ensuring the safety of aid workers within Israel. In Georgia, a judge has ruled that remarks supposedly made by former President Trump do not qualify for protection under the First Amendment. The judge specified that these alleged comments were made in furtherance of criminal activity. Trump's motion to dismiss the election interference case against him was unsuccessful. Bill Clinton plans to publish a memoir titled Citizen, My Life After the White House later this year. It will follow his biography in 2004, My Life. John Schaefer, USA News.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Opinion is. I'm just glad that so many people have an opinion, and that's what I say. This is a great audience. I feel so fortunate to have this audience for the past 16 years and so many other people that are coming in to pay attention to the show, and you don't have to agree with me. You don't have to agree with some of what you hear. I know some of you do, and that's good, but it's about your voice, and you can always be heard 24/7, kate@katedelaneyradio.com, kate@katedelaneyradio.com, which is why Tennessee and the House expelling the first of two Democrats for that protest drew some late reaction to the mailbag. And so I'm going to talk about that for a second. So this one came in from Brad. He says, Kate, I know I don't have to say this, and I listen to other talk radio shows, and people always say, first time caller, first time listener, or whatever, when they call up all these talking dudes that I hear on the radio. So I know that you always hit the mailbag hard. I've been listening for the past year. My wife is a big fan. So I decided that I was going to shoot you an email. I think it's, I understand you don't want chaos. I mean, look, we see what happens when you get chaos in any state house, or look what happened on the federal level, although that's a whole different animal when you look at that and look at January 6th from a couple of years ago. But expelling the Democratic lawmakers, and I'm a Republican, expelling the Democratic lawmakers, that just was not the way to handle that. I mean, they had resolutions. They did it the way you're supposed to do it. But the fact that you had the one guy who was expelled by a vote of like 72 to 25, but they had a long debate about it. And then you had the woman who wasn't expelled, but she was only saved by one vote. And then you had the other representative who was expelled by a pretty large margin, too. It just doesn't look good on this Tennessee House. And of course, it creates another question, because you had the two lawmakers who were black, and then you had the white woman who wasn't expelled. So it's easy for someone to start dropping the racist card. And maybe there were some people that were racist in their voting. Who knows? But I think there should have been a different way to handle this. Honestly, couldn't they have handled it some other way? And then before I answer that, then I'm going to go to this one from Keith, who says, I think that Tennessee did what it had to do. No, it's not a great look, because you had Representative Jones, who was black, and you had Representative Pearson, who was black, and they were both expelled. And then when they voted for the white woman, whether she should be expelled or not, she's saved by a vote. But yeah, that certainly did not look good, but it's what you have to do. How can you have chaos at a state house, no matter who's controlling the show? Can you really have lawmakers who are interrupting floor sessions and using a bullhorn to lead chants for gun control? Whatever the issue is, whether it's gun control, abortion, whatever, just pick whatever you want as the issue. I think it just, you can't do that. I mean, there's other ways to express, or other things that the representatives could have done. But I think that the Tennessee politicians voted the right way. And I think the woman should have been expelled too, by the way. I mean, that maybe that was the one thing, but they took a vote, and the votes are how you do it. They went by the procedures that they were supposed to use. You know what? This is so tough, because you had three students, nine-year-olds, baby kids, baby faces, and three beloved school officials gunned down in cold blood in a Christian school in this mass shooting in Nashville. So you had 7,000 Tennesseans, a lot of them students. They left school. They marched to the state capitol to call for action, right, to keep them safe. That was their whole thing. Lift us up, help us, you know, solidarity. So Republicans really just kind of doubled down on this in Tennessee. And I say this all the time on the show. Schools, churches, places you worship, communities, for God's sake, need to be safe. I'm not Pollyanna, and there's no 100%, right? I like listen to the lieutenant governor of Maryland say, who was a Marine, who said something interesting. And she believes in you know, guns, the right to bear arms, which I do too. But there's a difference between what's happening with these maniacs and better background checks. I mean, why can't we have safe gun control, not control, because I hate the word control, safe gun checks, better gun checks, and it's so much deeper than that, right? So I understand the furor. I understand how people feel about background checks and all of that, and again, schools and places of worship and places where people work. I mean, double down on safety somehow. So the thing is, and the problem is, the chaos that erupted outside the chamber's door is part of what I think led to, okay, we got to do something about this, right? We got to do something. You can't just grab the bullhorn, go in there and just start screaming and joining in on that, joining in on all the movement, because you get to vote on the legislation. You're a representative. And, like I said, not a good look. I do think it could, you know, one guy had been in, Pearson had just been in office 10 days. So, and he was sworn in after a special election he won to fill the seat of a late representative, Barbara Cooper. So that there had to be a better way to do this. So that's what I think. There had to be a better way to quiet and quell the chamber and figure this out. But if they go by the letter of the law and how they would vote and how historically you just take up votes when something like this could happen, that's the issue, right? Like, was it fair to do that? Couldn't there have been another way to handle this? You know, look, the expulsion resolution sponsor asked Pearson about a letter he sent on Monday to every House member where he took full responsibility and accountability for his actions, and Pearson acknowledged responsibility and said his goal was to bring attention to the issue of gun violence. And then the response was, just because you don't get your way, you can't come to the well, bring your friends, and throw a temper tantrum with an adolescent bullhorn. If you want to conduct business in this House, file a bill. So then the whole question was, and then what Pearson said, because he, again, brand new, he said they should have done more to educate new members on the rules of decorum, right? That they should have been made more aware of that. So we have definitely not heard the last of this, and it wasn't a good look. There's no question about it, and it is too bad that this wasn't handled a different way, but it was a voting situation, unfortunately. So anybody who comes back at the lawmakers, Democrats had votes too, Democrats and Republicans, but there was, Democrats are heavily outweighed versus Republicans in Tennessee in their state house. And the common denominator, of course, was the emotion, the guns, the shootings, the Covenant School, the six victims, and that's what's so sad about it. I think giving voice to the victims is so important, so huge. So then what many have said in Tennessee is they don't condone how some of that happened, but is it worth expelling a member that represents 70,000 people? So that's the other side. That's the other side of that coin. We're not going to solve that riddle here. All right, we move on to a quick one here from Joe, who says, Kate, I heard you talking about the fact that you had to briefly do the weather in your career, and I just laughed out loud. I don't know that I can see you doing the weather, but I can see you understanding how to work the computer. So I found that really, really fascinating. And I think your discussion about, do you know what to do in these situations? How do you survive a tornado? How do you get prepared for it? Is a good one. If you don't have a shelter, what do? Well, you find the safest place in your house. Where do you gather? Basements, bathrooms, closets, inside rooms without windows? Because windows, of course, shatter with the impact of the flying debris. And that's the problem there. A heavy object, a sturdy table, covering your body with a sleeping bag, a mattress, any of that is huge. I mean, if you're in a car, drive to a shelter. You know, sometimes people try to get out of their cars, and that can be a no-no. Just depends on where you are and where the tornado is. Stay with us.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original Pure Pau D'Arco and drink Super Tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Talking about this for months now, and I am so pleased to welcome to the show Christine Channel. She's the head of community banking, Bank of America. And she's talking about Financial Capability Month. Boy, how great to just name a month for financial capability, because I think this is where so many people really, really struggle. Christine, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much, Kate. It's great to be here. Happy to talk about financial health and what it means to consumers.
Yeah, so let's dive into that. What is financial health? What's the definition of it? What and why does it matter so much?
It's a great question. Financial health is really the state of our economic situation. It's looking at our budget, our credit, our debt, our savings, investments, how we use our income. And, you know, we think a lot, or we talk a lot about health in general, physical health, mental health, emotional health, but really financial health is a key pillar as well that really helps us understand how our ability to meet our financial needs. It helps us set our goals. It helps us to prepare for unexpected situation. And while there's no single measure for financial health, it really is about a strong foundation so that you don't have to worry about your money on a day-to-day basis. It helps you pursue your goals and really take advantage of all those opportunities that you have. And Bank of America has been long committed to helping clients with financial health and helping them make better financial decisions, build an effective financial habits. That's a key piece of this while they're looking at managing their spending as well as their credit and savings goals.
Oh, I like that. So you can just focus on your goals and not have to worry day to day, because I think that's what happens with a lot of people. So it goes into what I'm going to ask you next. What are the challenges do you think that face consumers that are trying to really build that strong financial foundation?
I think the number one concern I'm hearing the most from consumers is inflation. You know, we know prices are rising, whether it's at the grocery store or at the gas pump, and it's creating a feeling of uncertainty with consumers. And it really hits a full spectrum, whether it's those consumers that are at their first job and just starting out, and or those looking to, you know, buy a home for the first time, or even planning for retirement. You know, navigating this environment can be really challenging. And one of the things we've talked a lot about with our clients is how important it is during these periods of uncertainty that we're going back to those tried and true practices for protecting your financial wellness. And it means having a good budget, paying off your debt, and really establishing an emergency fund. And that's important, that you're getting that fund in place for the unexpected before you're putting money into a market, and making sure that you have a well-balanced portfolio.
Yeah. Well, those are all great ways that people can tackle that financial stress that they're feeling that you mentioned. What are some of the tools and resources available to consumers who are listening to help improve their financial know-how? I think this is critical, learning and knowing more about where you're headed.
You are absolutely right. Financial know-how is something every American has the right to know and should know and have access to. And it's something that I believe in strongly and have seen a difference in my own life and with my customers that I work with. And Bank of America has been committed to getting financial literacy out there for consumers. And so 10 years ago, the bank built Better Money Habits, and it's free online, available to all. And it's a digital platform that has the basic things you need to know when it comes to financial literacy, whether it's building a budget or banking basics or financial safety. It helps with spending and savings, and even, you know, sophisticated topics like investing is part of it. It really helps clients understand those principles as they pursue their goals. And I'm thrilled to say that Better Money Habits is in English and Spanish, and we've really seen a lot of our clients go to that website over the last couple of years, because even when you think you know the principles, it's always good to refresh. You know, we're in a changing environment, and making sure your knowledge and education is up to date is important. And I think when you couple that knowledge with some key, you know, pillars around financial health, it can take the stress away. You know, creating a budget and making sure your budget accounts for the rising inflation. And, you know, prices have changed in the last couple of years at the grocery store, for example. So making sure your grocery budget is in line with that, and really evaluating your full picture of how you're able to put towards savings. I mentioned before the importance of an emergency savings fund. You know, that can seem daunting. So I recommend start with something small, like start to build up your savings that you have about 3 months of living expenses available to you if something unforeseen happened. You know, once you accomplish that, you can move it to 1 year of living expenses in case, you know, there's a job loss or a medical emergency. And that can take a lot of stress out of your life. And to really build those emergency funds, it's important to take advantage of automatic savings tools, things like depositing a portion of your paycheck into a savings account. You don't have to think about it every month. You don't have to see it. It's an account you know, you don't access all the time, and it can grow for you without you having to make those daily decisions about it.
Yeah,
another tip I've used has been Keep the Change. It's a program that Bank of America deployed many years ago, and it aligns with debit card purchases. So every time I swipe my card to pay for something, it rounds up to the next dollar and moves the difference over to my savings account. So you're able to save daily through your regular purchasing. And again, it's easy little habits that make a big difference over time.
Yeah, all great, great advice. And again, the website, bettermoneyhabits.com. Christine Channels, Head of Community Banking, Bank of America. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Kate. It's great speaking with you.
talking to her about banking, and you look at what the jobs report's coming out, and there's a lot of concern about where we're headed. So I think that what she's talking about is incredibly relevant. I think Christine nailed it, that you have to, of course, be planning, and you can't dig your head in the sand when you look at the banks in turmoil and the financial crisis that we just had, the little crunch because of the Silicon Valley Bank. And so then, of course, Bank of America, one of the big banks, and a bank that many people were taking their money out of the smaller banks and fleeing to. And I think in looking at this, your security, your financial well-being, a lot of what she suggested is so important, so the way to go. I mean, small businesses are filing for bankruptcy at a record pace. I was just reading that filings in 2023 have exceeded the highest point recorded during the early stages of the COVID pandemic. So the four-week moving average for private filings in late February was 73% higher than in June of 2020. So that is a sign of what's happening to some of the smaller companies that are being hit really, really, really hard, and where credit's at this point. And small businesses, the backbone of the country, it's hard to keep a small business operating. And it's something to succeed in that world. And it depends, of course, on when you talk about small businesses, there's small businesses of all sorts. But, yeah, I mean, anything to thrive and survive and keep that small business sense, that community sense going is so important. And with the jobs report coming out, there's a little bit of a bounce. The market was certainly a little bit better. The S&P was better. So there's a thought that the jobs report won't be terrible. All right, what was terrible, and I mentioned this at the very top, is there was a summary produced by the National Security Council, and it's characterized as part of an independent review that looked at the actions of what happened with the Afghanistan evacuation. Of course, we remember that well and talked about it a lot on the show when the disaster happened, the withdrawal of the U.S. troops from Afghanistan, which led to the collapse of the Afghan government, the Taliban seizing control of the country. But the big part was trying to evacuate people from Kabul's airport with the Afghan allies, remember, hanging from airplanes, where it was like a life or death scramble. And then the suicide bomber that killed 170 civilians and 13 U.S. service members. Terrible. So this summary defended the actions of President Biden and his administration and put the blame mostly on the actions taken by former President Donald Trump, including his deal with the Taliban to withdraw American troops by the spring of 2021, and then saying that they did not share relevant material with the successor's team, which would have been Biden. But then they don't directly say that officials made mistakes when they talked about evacuating the country. Wow. Terrible, terrible moments for us. All right. Be safe. Be sane. Be happy, America.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.